Take your Bibles tonight. We don't have much time left, but in Daniel chapter 11, we talked about last week the wicked king of the north that pictures the Antichrist, and he was a wicked king, killed a lot of Jews, and desecrated the temple. But again, he was just a picture of what's going to come in the end time, the 70th week of Daniel, the great tribulation as we know it. So we start in verse 33 and 34 tonight, where the Bible says, "And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be open with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries." We're making a transition in Daniel chapter 11 here, talking about this wicked king, and the rest of the chapter is going to transition and talk about the Antichrist. And so these two verses start the transition and really describe the period of history that occurred between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Many who served God in that period were faithful and courageous, but faced persecution, faced death, and yet they stayed true to God. Verse 35, "And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge, and to make them white even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed." The time of the end actually makes the transition to the 70th week of Daniel, to where we're no longer talking about that wicked king, but we're talking about the Antichrist. The Jews identified it as the day of the Lord. Paul referred to it in some of his books. And really, the transition happens between verse 35 and 36. And so in verse 36, when it talks about the king there, it's actually talking about the Antichrist, not the king that we've been talking about last week, but the Antichrist. "And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done." And so again, in the last part of that verse, God already knows what's going to happen at the end. He's already determined it, and it is going to happen, just as sure as the other prophecies that you read about earlier in the Old Testament, about the birth of Christ, about different things that happened in the life of Israel. Just as sure as those things have happened, we can be just as sure as what God tells us is going to happen in the end times is going to happen. Notice what it says there in verse 36, "And the king shall do according to his will." After the Holy Spirit is removed, after Christians are raptured, there's going to be no restraint to that wicked one. He's going to be able to do as he pleases for a period of time, and he will take it to the limit, because again, for just a brief period of time. But notice the contrast between Christ and the Antichrist. It says there, "He shall do according to his will," compared to Christ, who said, "I didn't come to do my will. I came to do the will of my Father." It says there that he will exalt himself. He will lift himself up. Compare that to Christ, who made himself of no reputation, but took the form of a man and of a servant, and was obedient even unto death, it tells us in Philippians chapter 2. And so the Antichrist will exalt himself and magnify himself above every god. Again, who's the master of the Antichrist? Satan. What was Satan's sin? Lifting himself above God, wanting to be God, wanting to set where God set. But the fact that the Antichrist wants to magnify himself above every person is one of the identifying marks that we can recognize the one that does that as the Antichrist. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, it talks about him who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God and all that is worshipped, so that he as God setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, when somebody does that, we know the Antichrist will be gone. We won't see it. But when somebody does that, the world will know that that's the Antichrist. Revelations 13:8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. This is rebellion against God. It's the culmination of that rebellion. It's the culmination of human beings setting themselves over God. The rebellion against God, I believe, began in the book of Genesis, and again, it will end here in the book of Revelation. That verse also says, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods. And so the Antichrist will be vocal. He'll do signs and wonders. That's what the word marvelous means. He'll do signs and wonders. People will think he's God because he's able to do these signs and wonders. And it says, and shall prosper, in the last part of that verse, till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Again, he'll be successful for a brief period of time, the last half of the what we know as the tribulation. God will permit it to happen for that time. And again, the indignation refers to the day of wrath and the great tribulation. But again, talking about the Antichrist. Look at verse 37. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, which might indicate that the Antichrist will be an Israelite, nor the desire of women, talking about the desire of Jewish women to be the mother of the Messiah, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. He will support one religion, the religion that worships him, the world religion that puts him at the head and bows down and worship him. Verse 38, but in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. The God that's talking about there is Satan. Satan offered Christ the world. Christ rejected it. Satan offered the Antichrist the world. He took it. He's going to take it. And he will worship Satan. Verse 39. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. This will be Satan's hour. He'll use the Antichrist to rule the world. He knows his time is short. Satan does. And so he'll try to do everything he can against God in that short period of time. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon. And so, again, the king of the south is Egypt. Bible scholars disagree who that will be in the great tribulation. They think it'll be whoever is ruling Africa at that time. The king of the north, most Bible scholars agree that that's Russia. And they'll come to battle Israel in the battle of Armageddon. He shall enter also into the glorious land Israel. But notice who escapes: Edom, Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon, the descendants of Ishmael, the Arabs, as we know them today. He won't take them. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. So he'll control Africa, and he'll control money, the gold, the silver, everything. But tidings out of the east and out of the north. Out of the east is the Orient, China. Out of the north, Russia shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. And he shall plant the tabernacle of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. So he'll make his headquarters between the holy mountain Jerusalem and the seas, the Mediterranean Sea. And notice what God says: he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. The victory is God's. It's not Satan's. It's not the Antichrist's. They'll be victorious for a while. God will let them. But in the end, God will reign. God will rule. God will win. We have that hope. We have that hope. Let's stand and have a word of prayer. Thank you for being here tonight.